DOT, KM4NAP. Heard KM4NAP, clear and listen.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Al. How you doing?
Reading some water in the cable is a pretty good diagnosis, because as far as right now, it sounds pretty good. It's half your day to dry out a little bit.
It's a lot better than what it has been. And, you know, still got a little bit of white noise, but you're a lot better.
Your cable's definitely the issue. We know what it is.
One of the days that I got to change my cable's work out, and I'm going to dread it.
Well, I got the water faucet, one of them fixed. What's in the water in these parts down here? Is there a lot of calcium in the water around here?
Did I know of? How that?
It's causing an issue with my skin. I wonder, what color is it? How can you tell if there's water there by looking at it and it gets on things? What color is it?
Now.
The lime should leave stains on like a toilet bowl or a sink. What color stains does lime usually leave, or calcium or something like that?
Brown, rusty looking stuff, it's iron.
Iron in the water, no doubt about that.
Right now, there's a lot of iron around in the water here.
That's what I gotta do something to filter out of it. That's what's causing it to get infected.
See, we got filters for all that, but my understanding, they're rather pricey.
Something. The amount of times I've had that happen, I almost lost my leg over it a couple of times. It might be worth getting into it. So I tell you what, I've been close to losing both my legs three or four times.
I hope I never do. I hope I never lose them, but something makes me lose them, I guess I just have to deal with it.
So, you know, it's something like that with me. It's just I've got so much stuff to do, and it'd be a real pain in the neck.
No doubt.
For the COPD and the asthma and all the rest of it, it's one more thing I just don't know if I want to go through.
Thing I got is that old heart of mine. I guess the rest of me is pretty decent shape.
I got COPD, CHF, asthma, chronic bronchitis, deviated septum in my nose, and all that stuff is all together.
So you got a plate full.
Pin it down. Now, believe it or not, I've got both legs where the right leg is totally healed 100%. The left one's almost 100% sealed. So as long as the insurance pays for those stockings I need, the air assist stockings, I'll be in good shape because I finally got it under control.
Excuse me, you just take good care of those legs.
I guess I haven't talked to Dan in a couple days, but I think he's just got to take the manual part of his truck driver test. I think he's got his automatic endorsement for his CDL now. I don't know why he's got to go back for the manual part of it.
But it works out for him.
He was driving around that after that tornado in Seneca there, and I guess he made a little mistake and instructor kind of. I can understand where he could have. I mean, I guess somebody was pulling out or something. I don't know if he didn't deal with it. It was a stupid thing he said. He made a stupid mistake. He said, but the guy didn't even have to stop. He said, there was nothing where no one's going to get hurt. He said, I can understand getting nervous when instructor around.
Understand that myself.
I know. I got to retake my certification test for all of our machine work. I really had two engines to it. If I should do it in air conditioning, I really should do it, but I haven't done it yet. So how's your paper room going?
I'm sitting in the driveway.
You should be coming in there in a second. We're just a little bit early.
Tonight I got done real early, 4:45. I was sitting in the house drinking a cup of coffee.
I got to find, you know those little aerators for the faucets, you know, the restrictors in there? We found a leak. Well, you want to hear a funny one? The faucet, I had to take the one out of the one in the kitchen to stick it in the bathroom, and the bathroom kitchen sink. Well, what it did was the water flew up around the top of the faucet, leaked around underneath behind it. I couldn't see it. So I took the one out of the shop, stuck it upstairs, and I think we got that water leak fixed. So now I got to get our either aerator or something for the faucet in the shop. You know those old sinks, the ones the faucets weren't staring facing?
Be able to get a replacement when somewhere like, like Lowe's or Home Depot.
What I did with the cast iron sink was we took the modern faucet and we scribed it out, and we took a die grinder and a drill. We split the cast iron material and then drilled it and put the standard faucet. But the problem is, I got the extra hole where I wondered if I should just get like a plug for that hole and then just go with that, just so the water doesn't fly around it.
Get a plug for that hole, just in case.
So I think you can get an attachment for a faucet so you can stick a hose bib on them, I think. For a garden hose or something.
Get an attachment to go on it to have a sprayer so you can spray dishes and stuff.
I know they used to make dishwashers, and if you didn't have a separate line, you just clamp on the outside of the faucet and run your feed your dishwasher that way.
Adam.
Try to come up with something, just got to play around with it. That filter if you buy one from Home Depot, about $50. If you buy an American one, about $80. $100 that filter for a pressure reducer valve. But I think a pressure reducer valve should be put in that line.
The one on my line.
Oh, was the fill valves on the Chinese, all the new dishwashers, they're Chinese fill valves, and they will drip down with 100 pounds. And I'll measure my water pressure. I got 92 pounds. Over 90 pounds, so I know darn well that's what happened with that dishwasher. It all stuck a little bit and leaked down.
Well, I haven't had any problems with mine. It's been in line for, I think, 20 years.
Because my brother, what the plumber did was, he did something stupid. My water line's teed off to my brother's because that shop was built with the water line, the bowls were teed. But the house is before the water line splits off. So what he did was he put it right at the water heater, he put the pressure reducer valve right there. Well, that means this line right here, it goes by it, so the water pressure isn't even on both sides of the line.
KM4NAP Friday.
That's plain stupid. Unless I put a pressure valve on the line.
I ran the water line. I had one put in when I moved here, and I've been here since 92.
It's a K-copper for the water line, which is what you're supposed to use.
So it cost me an arm and leg to extend that line out when I built this log house.
It did, and I know they charge, and they won't let you put a check if you got two things on one line either. Like I got two houses on one line, they won't let you put a check. So you can get away with one more, with a separate warranty with just a check. But they could do that, but they won't let you do it.
Why they won't let you? I even got I put a blowback valve on my hot water heater.
Supposed to have one.
They put mine in. They didn't say nothing about it. They asked me if I wanted one. I told them, yeah.
Well, a gas water heater, then you have to. Electrical ones, you don't necessarily have to. But usually, when I had to boil in my house, I had to put one.
Well, mine's electric.
I'm really gonna go with Tagler. If I started doing research on Tagler for years, they're really not a good idea. electrical one because they're not designed to float a kind of wharf, a whole house. They'll do a sink or something like that, but they're not going to do a whole house.
I think I'm going to go in the house and get me a cup of coffee and see if I can listen in on handheld, and rest of the gang comes in, I'll come back out the truck and holler at y'all. So you have a good one, and hopefully catch you in the morning. KM4NAP will be clearing sending 7-3s.
Well, then, Laura, see if I hear those guys. KM4 and clear.